USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Moderna is seeking full approval from the FDA for its COVID-19 vaccine. It's currently being used since it got emergency authorization. To be fully authorized, the FDA requires 6 months of data. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is standing by his opposition to an independent counsel to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
This is probably the most comprehensive Justice Department investigation in the history of the country going on right now. Multiple people have been arrested. Many will be prosecuted.
The Kentucky Republican talking with reporters in his home state. President Biden in Oklahoma to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Massacre. The Atlantic hurricane season officially underway as it's June 1st. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As things continue to open up, welcome news for the cruise industry.
Carnival Cruise Lines was given the okay by the CDC to begin sailing from three U.S. ports, the Port of Galveston in Texas, as well as Port of Miami and Port Carnival in Florida, for its return to guest operations this summer. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Two people are dead and over two dozen others hurt after multiple mass shootings around Miami over the long weekend. Miami-Dade Police Director Freddie Ramirez says they have received multiple tips.
Those are three killers, and we need to get them off the streets, and we're going to get them off the streets. And anyone that's associated with them, that's involved in this activity, is going to go to jail as well.
Ramirez promises there's zero tolerance, and anyone caught committing a crime with a gun will go to jail. A $130,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the suspects in that shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The incentives to get the COVID-19 vaccines are continuing across the United States. West Virginians who get the COVID-19 vaccine will be entered into a drawing to win prizes, including custom firearms and $1 million. Republican Governor Jim Justice making that announcement on Tuesday. June 20th, Father's Day, will mark the first of a series of weekly drawings running through August 4th. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says these initiatives by states are working, and also we're seeing less and less cases of COVID-19.
The numbers are going down like this. I want everyone in the country to take a vaccine? Yes. But listen, over the weekend we had less than 6,000 new cases. The less COVID there is around, Martha, the less people that weren't vaccinated are going to be able to get it even. So I think if you're vaccinated, you're protected, you're not going to get it, you're not going to spread it. If you haven't been vaccinated, you should get vaccinated. The mandate thing, by the way, should start in hospitals. I think that if you want to mandate anybody, you should mandate healthcare workers to take this shot, because we're exposing patients.
Yeah.
So if you don't see hospitals doing this...
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Consumer prices in April were up 3.1% compared to February 2020, the month before the pandemic shut down the economy. But prices could continue to rise all summer with increased demand as Americans begin traveling and gathering more. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.